Morning Watch, Crystallization, Study of Job, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Week 12, Vanity of Vanities, The Reality of Jesus, and the Revelation of the Sons of God. Tuesday, Related Verses. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 11. He has made everything beautiful in its own time. Also, he has put eternity in their heart. Yet so many men, so that man does not find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 18. Because we do not regard the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Zechariah 12, verse 1. The burden of the word of Jehovah concerning Israel. Thus declares Jehovah, who stretches forth the heavens and lays the foundations of the earth and forms the spirit of man within him. Job 32, verse 8. But there is a spirit in man, and the breath of the Almighty gives them understanding. 1 Corinthians 2, verses 9 through 12. But as it is written, things which eye has not seen, an ear has not heard, and which have not come up in man's heart, things which God has prepared for those who love him. But to us, God has revealed them through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. For who among men knows the things of man, except the spirit of man which is in him? In the same way, the things of God also no one has known except the Spirit of God. But we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is from God, that we may know the things which have been graciously given to us by God. Ecclesiastes 12, verses 13 and 14. The end of the matter, when all has been heard, is this: fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole of man. For God will bring every deed to judgment with every secret thing, whether good or evil.
Suggested reading. God has put eternity, an aspiration for the things in eternity, in man's heart. In his creation of man, God put something into man which Solomon called eternity. This means that in man there is a kind of aspiration for God. An aspiration for something eternal. Physical things may be enjoyable, but they are temporal. Many successful people can testify that when they were endeavoring to advance in their career, they sensed that there was an emptiness within them. They began to realize that they were seeking something eternal. After they gained something they wanted, they felt that it was nothing. This feeling comes from the aspiration in man's heart for something eternal. According to our own experience, we know that whenever we have a success in our human life, we also have an empty feeling. This indicates that within man there is an aspiration for eternal things. God has put such an aspiration, such a seeking, in man's heart so that he will seek God. Every person, especially every thoughtful person, has within him this longing and seeking for eternity. God created man in his image and with a human spirit for man to receive and contain him. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 11, says that God put eternity in man's heart. The things in this universe are mainly of two categories, temporal things and eternal things. In 2 Corinthians 4, verse 18, Paul says, "We do not regard the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal." This verse is the proper explanation of Solomon's word in Ecclesiastes 3, verse 11. The wise king said that God created everything beautiful in its own time and also put eternity in man's heart. This matches our human experience. Regardless of how rich or successful a person becomes, he still feels empty. Man has a deep desire for permanent things, and the only things that are permanent are the eternal things. The Amplified Bible says that eternity in man's heart is a divinely implanted sense of a purpose, working through the ages which nothing under the sun, but only God, can satisfy. We have a sense of purpose, which nothing can satisfy but God. Only God can satisfy the sense of purpose in our heart. In God's creation of man, there are three striking things: his image, our human spirit to receive him, and a divinely implanted sense of a purpose in our hearts working through the ages, which nothing under the sun but only God can satisfy. The romance depicted in Song of Songs does not start from the Lord but from the seeker. A person becomes such a seeker because within him there is a sense of purpose to seek something eternal. Nothing can fulfill or satisfy the sense of purpose but God himself, who is Christ. Many people would think that we are wasting our time, but actually we are redeeming the time. Those who pursue temporary things are wasting their time. They are busy for nothing. Anything they are busy for is temporary, not eternal. Only one in the whole universe is eternal, the eternal God. David said that man goes about as a semblance, an empty show, and that people are bustling about in vain. God wants us to be nothing. God wants us to be replaced by Christ. I have an organic union with him. He lives and works, and I live and work with him. Christ replaces me to live himself through me.